Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply based on a true story. Think of all the movies that have come out of Hollywood that are based on a true story. On the average, since 1940, Hollywood has released 10 movies per year, blockbusters that were based on a true story. You remember many of them. You remember the movie Castaway about the man who was deserted on an island who worked for Federal Express. You remember the movie 127 Hours about a rock climber who was pinned between a rock and actually had to saw off one of his limbs in order to escape. You remember the movies about Hidden Figures, the women who are the first African-American women to work for NASA. You remember the movies about Muhammad Ali and Ray Charles and Johnny Cash, Hacksaw Ridge, you name it. There are so many movies that have come out that are based on a true story, and we flock to the theaters because we enjoy seeing things that are based on something real. Well, my friends and neighbors, by the same token, in this entrepreneurial endeavors that we take every day, there are also principles based on a new story. The based on a new story concept will assist you in recruiting and retaining people on your teams. Why? Because everyone resonates with a powerful true story. Now, some just simply talk about a simple testimonial. I'm not speaking of that. I'm talking about when you dive deep into the reasons why you do what you do and you allow someone to take a look at your life and have the business that you run as a backdrop. Let me give you just a couple of examples of how this can work. In our TRUE acronym, it's the four-step process of giving your true story as it pertains to business. When done properly, it can connect people like you would never imagine. Let's begin. That T in our TRUE acronym reminds us of the importance of discussing our turning point. Yes, my friends, everyone has a turning point or a tipping point, something that causes you to finally take the leap and jump into business. I've heard some powerful true stories about turning points that people have had in business. Some were down to their last dollar and they decided that they were never going to live that way again. And because they made that decision, they jumped into it. Others saw their parents excel in business and didn't want to take a path like their friends took. They didn't want to go to college and get a four-year degree. They saw what their parents did and said, I want to do that. There's a turning point in everybody's life. Jeff Bezos in 1993, Jeff Bezos is the founder of Amazon, one of the largest companies in the world. And in 1993, he had a very successful Wall Street career. And however, he discovered that the internet was being developed. And he said, when I'm 80 years old, I'll never regret leaving Wall Street, but I will regret missing the beginning of the internet. And I'm going to build a company around it to take advantage of its opportunities. He did it, and the rest is history. You see, my friends and neighbors, we all have turning points, but oftentimes we don't share those turning points. And many times that turning point testimonial can cause a person who originally thought about, well, maybe this is not my time. Your turning point story can inspire. Why? Because people can resonate to the turning point story. They can respect the turning point story, and they can also relate to it in a way that nobody else could. So when they're relating to it and they respect it, and it reinforces the things that they wanted to do themselves. So they say, listen, the turning point story reinforces everything about what I might be going through, and it helps connect other people. That R in our TRUE acronym says that we've got to take the time to talk about the relationships we've gained. You see, most people feel like being an entrepreneur is a lonely world and a lonely existence. Nothing could be further from the truth, because once you are engaged in the activity of entrepreneurship, you come in contact with people from all backgrounds, and the people that you're working with, that you're working to add to your team, they need to know the power of these relationships. relationships, the people you met, the leaders you interact with on a daily basis. You see, when two people are dating, at some point, somebody's going to say, I want you to meet my family. They're going to want you to meet their big mama or their Aunt Josephine or their Uncle Andrew. Why? Because they want you to connect with the relationships that made them who they are. So when you're talking about that true story, as it were, don't just outline the relationships. Allow them to meet some of the people that you talk about. Have you ever met somebody that you knew through a friend, and as soon as you met them, you said, John, how are you today? I've heard so many great things about you. It seems like I know you already. Why? Because someone shared the powerful relationship they had with John, and it made you want to connect to him as well. By the same token, my friends, we want to do the exact same thing in business. Share those relationships. Allow them to meet the people that you say are so special and influential to you, and that's going to turn them around altogether. Then the U in our true acronym reminds us that we must discuss the unexpected. You see, everybody that took an entrepreneurial journey, everyone that does this, has something unexpected that happens on the journey that needs to be shared with everybody else, because nothing goes exactly like we plan for it to go. We think it's going to work out one way and it ends up working out another way. We think it's going to go here and it ends up going there. Sometimes those unexpected events are good. Sometimes those unexpected events are bad. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, the most popular circus in the world, the most famous in world's history, had numerous unexpected setbacks. They had fires that tore down their entire building that then caused for them to say, you know what, we're never going to build a circus building again. We're going to just do tents and take our show on the road. Well, think about it, my friends. How did you handle the unexpected occurrences, and why did you hang in there in spite of those unexpected hidden surprises? The golden nuggets along the way, the good, the bad, and the ugly need to be shared. People need to know what happened that you didn't expect. Now, yes, you got into business you expect to succeed. What pitfall did you come in contact with, and how did you deal with it? That's a powerful story that needs to be shared. That E in our true acronym also reminds us of the importance of sharing the experiences we've gained. You see, entrepreneurship is as much like college in this regard. You're going to get into a concentration and you're going to learn more than you've ever learned before. The people need to know what type of educational experiences you've had along the way. We're not talking about books per se. We're talking about how you've grown as an individual, personally and professionally. What type of training and development you've received? Have they been validated by certifications? And have those certifications increased your proficiency? The greatest thing about having Success Training Institute as a resource is it expands the experiences and gives you more to talk about when you're communicating with those that are looking to connect with you. You can discuss the places you've gone. Those are the experiences, the things you've done. Those are great experiences. Never allow an individual to leave the conversation with you without knowing your full true story. That full true story is simply the one about your turning point, your relationships, your unexpected events, and the experiences you've gained. Do that effectively and you'll win every time. My friends, if you enjoyed this training segment, you will enjoy Success Training Institute, because our company can change your life and grow your business. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.